This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. There's some debate over how the City of Macomb's share of profits from Spring Lake Park should be spent. The city pays Ryan Hansen about $80,000 a year to privately manage the park. Hansen says he draws a small salary and the rest goes toward keeping up the grounds. Hansen has a revenue sharing agreement with the city that states all profits exceeding $58,000 should be split 50-50. Hansen and some city leaders say a portion of the city's share should be reinvested into the park for capital improvement projects, as has been done for the last 2 years. But Alderwoman Gail Carper says the city is not contractually obligated to do that.
But I think it's important that that get clarified, that that's not required to go back to Spring Lake, and also that may be something the city wants to keep the discretion on how that money is spent, rather than say this money is required to go back to Spring Lake.
Carper questions whether there are better ways to spend the money. City revenues are down, and leaders are looking at the possibility of budget cuts. City Administrator Dean Torreson says despite that, he believes Spring Lake Park is a good investment.
My feeling is that the campsites are important because they build the revenue.
Torreson says the city is still saving money because it costs less to have Hansen privately manage Spring Lake than what the park district used to charge. Hansen originally asked the city council for $60,000 for capital improvement projects this year. He wants to put in more picnic tables, add 20 full hookup campsites, and build a splash pad for children. But following Carper's comments, Hansen nixed the splash pad idea. That brings the cost for capital improvement projects down to about $40,000. The city council has yet to weigh in on the proposal. The city's contract with Spring Lake Management expires at the end of the calendar year. Hansen is asking for a new 5-year agreement, but city leaders want to see financial reports before agreeing to a new deal. I'm Emily Boyer, Tri-State's Public Radio News.